Hey, it's Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training, back after the summer with more thoughts to provoke you into reflecting, into changing, into making things happen. It seems that ever since I got involved with neuro-linguistic programming, I've been coming up against this word control. And I know that I've met people who were terribly frightened that NLP could allow other people to control their minds or to control their behaviors. And I know that I've had a lot of people ask me in different ways if I could help them build self-control. And through it all, I've resisted that word control. Because controlling oneself seems like the wrong metaphor, the wrong way of thinking about the relationship between your conscious mind, the mind that sets intentions, and your unconscious mind, that vast storehouse of experience and possibility that makes things happen. However, time passes, we all change, we grow, and I'm ready to own a little bit of this discussion about how do you have more control over your own experience. And all control, control over situations, over outcomes, influence over other people, all of it begins with self-control. And it most specifically begins with the parts of yourself that you are confident you really can control. One of the things I love about NLP is that we don't separate out some parts of our experience as significant and other parts as trivial, but all parts are possibly useful at any given moment. And so the ability to control the set of your shoulders, to control the rhythm of your breath, to control the volume of your voice, these are not trivial things to control, but they are starting points. They are seeds that you can grow. Control begins with noticing what you're noticing. Where are you? How are you in this moment? And then making changes in your physiology, in your breath, in your attention, in the sound of your voice, to be more in line with the person you want to be or the outcome you want from this situation. Now, the more we move from an awareness of ourselves to an awareness of what is around us, the more we become what people call present. And present means that I can control my attention enough to keep it engaged with where I am, with what I'm doing, and with what I want. And people who are very present are perceived as being in control of themselves, but also end up having control in a situation. And they have control through the power of their attention, because at any given moment, most people are distracted. Most people allow their minds to wander to different places and different situations. And the person who is truly paying attention to this situation at this moment has the best chance of controlling this situation at this moment. Now, when we want to move beyond this moment, we need something that takes us into the future and gives us some measure of control over what is going to happen next for us. And that requires that we decide what to want. We need a goal. And when we have a goal, our attention is beautifully engaged in finding the situations, the elements, the relationships that are going to help us move towards that goal and make it real. But having a goal means not having dozens of other goals. And it means giving up on, I'm going to get the very best I can out of this, and instead saying, this is what I'm going to get out of this conversation, out of this meeting, out of this project. And so it's hard to do. It's hard to take on a goal and let go of possibility. And you'll hear so many people saying, I don't know, I just want to get as much as I can out of it. And as much as I can doesn't activate your brain in the same way. It doesn't give you as much control. So when you want more control over yourself, over a situation, you need to decide what you want so that you can begin to notice all the different paths that can lead you there. Now, sometimes we just get stuck. Sometimes life is complicated. Sometimes things go wrong. And then having control means knowing we have choices. There's always that moment in which we make a decision about a response, and we make it unconsciously, and we make it in a split second, but that split second exists. And we can realize that we don't have enough time, that it's too much, that we're overwhelmed, that we don't have good choices. Or we can realize that time is subjective. And that by breathing deeply, by slowing our mind, by focusing intently, we can create in a moment enough time to see other possibilities. One choice is the choice. It's fate. You're stuck. If you have two choices, you have an ultimatum, this or that. But when you see three paths in front of you, you have a true choice, because then your brain takes that as a suggestion that where there are three, there might be more. And it begins to look for more different ways of leading from where you are to where you want to be. When you want more control, you need more choice. And the way to get more choice is to stop and look for it. Ultimately, choice is about time. Time is about perception, and perception is driven by our purpose. And so having more control over yourself begins with knowing what you want and making a commitment to it.